Okay, we're back now with Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh, a longtime friend here on MSO. We appreciate all of his help all the time. Coach Pugh, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick. It's always great to talk.
Oh, we love it. We love it, man. And I'll tell you what, I wish I could have been at the game. You had Linfield on the ropes, finished out to be a high school classic, and tell me a little bit about how things went.
Ipswich,
yeah, excuse me, yes, of course. Tremendous game, finishing out the season, and what was it? They came, it was 25-21.
Yes, so we went up on them 21-12 in the third quarter, and then they scored, made 21-19, and then we were trying to run out the clock, you know, and have a drive going, and we got a couple of first downs. And, you know, then we got a penalty, set us back, and we had to throw, and the D-back made a nice pick, and then they drove down the field and scored with 30 seconds to go. And, you know, we weren't able in that last 30 seconds to get anything going. But it was a great game, a great rivalry game, great high school football game. And our kids played their hearts out, and we couldn't ask for anything more from out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid, and you know the nice thing, it was, you know, I mean, unfortunately for the seniors, that's it. You know, I mean, there's no tomorrows; they're done. But for our underclassmen, it's we'll be back. And I think, you know, one of the things that we saw with Ipswich's senior class. Not only did they have, you know, a lot of experience coming back, but their kids had, you know, were in the weight room, and, you know, they were breaking some tackles. So, I mean, I think we realized we gotta spend more time in the weight room and get stronger.
That's a good lesson there. I mean, obviously this shortened season, the teams, that were heavy with seniors seem to end up on top. They did the best, but it's bittersweet because it's a short season for them. And on the other hand, the teams that have younger players, this is a great preparation for them. You'll only be gone for a few months, and they'll be right back at it. So, you know, a good lesson there also, Coach, when you say, you know, I don't know, is it easier to coach? I don't even know how to ask the question correctly. But when you're looking at the tapes, the film, you're going over a film of a game that you lost. Is it harder or easier to point out problems?
You know what? It's hard to say. You know, right now, I mean, we don't watch as much film as maybe we have in the past,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have the same kind of arrangement like. We weren't allowed to go in classrooms. We could watch it in the gym, but the gym wasn't always available.
Oh, I see.
And the kids can watch it on their own. I mean, it's not like, you know, with Huddle, everyone can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on all the time. So, we hope that they do more, game study. But it's the same as in the weight room. We can't force them to be in the weight room. But they've started off, you know, I mean, after that game on Friday night, the kids have been very, very motivated. And it was a great group of kids this year, the senior class in particular, and getting four new kids that had never played football before. But, you know, seeing our juniors and sophomores and freshmen, we just got better. And a lot of them contributed. You know,
mm-hmm.
we had about five or six starters on each side of the ball that were sophomores, juniors.
Mm-hmm.
But we had plenty of kids that were playing, you know, not in end of the game time, but like important.
Right. And seniors, Will you guys be able to do something, an outdoor ceremony or something or other for like a breakup? You know, you won't be having a banquet, I'm sure, but something.
I think we're going to try to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like most teams, we have a little the day before our Ipswich, or typically Thanksgiving Day, we have the kids speak to the team, and we did that on Wednesday before, but. No, we are trying to plan something for in the next couple of weeks for end of the year. I don't think it'll be a banquet, but it'll be something.
Yeah,
and it would be nice because the seniors, they great bunch of kids. You know, most of them have been playing for 6, 7, 8 years. And then, as I said, 4 new kids that came out for the first time, and 2 of them were starters, and the other 2 contributed to special teams, contributed to our practices. So it was nice to get, 3 soccer players and 1 hockey player
mm-hmm.
that, never played. So I wish all 4 of them had been with us from 9th grade, because it would have made us even stronger.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of places. The one thing that's stood out is a couple of teams have been able to grab place kickers off of soccer teams, and so it helped the football program. So, that's a real positive, It's pretty cool. Anything you want to mention about the kids in general, Jim, because across the board, it seems to me, it's real. It's real. Across the board, the coaches that I've talked with, and I think I've talked with every one of them so far, I'm working on it. It's almost as though I don't want to call it's a sense of elation, because that's too strong a word, but they're very, very content with the kind of effort that both they, the coaches, and the kids had, and they feel good about it. They feel good about the fact, win or lose, they feel good about the fact that you got the season in.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Rick. I mean, I remember last summer or last spring when the pandemic first hit, and in the summer, and, all the meetings that, I'm involved with the Mass High School Football Coaches Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept repeating our mantra over and over was whatever it takes,
mm-hmm.
whatever it takes, whatever to change these rules, whatever it takes. And that's what happened. And we actually, getting the season in was just awesome for these seniors. And, our seniors that had been in the program for 3 or 4 years, Marty Cook, Jack Mulvihill, Ryan Monahan, Ben Harris, Todd Jackson, Jay Marr. I mean, these kids have been, and then Cyrus Solini and Henry Callahan. Sean Collins came around. They really contributed to the program, and it was awesome for them because they would have had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up, in their junior year with nothing, with, no football from
mm-hmm.
November of 2019.
Yeah,
it was great. It was awesome for the kids, the coaches. It was great for us. It was different, football in the spring. I remember our first game against Newburyport. It was, 6 inches of snow. and now, rather than getting colder and colder, it was getting warmer and warmer. And it was just, it was great weather. It was something to be said for that season, but it was good. Overall, it was good, and we're looking forward to getting back at it in 4 months.
I forget what coach. I think it might have been Coach Rudloff. I was talking to him, and he said the soccer coach at Marblehead is really angry with him because so many of his players, they've got dings and they're banged up and they can't start soccer right now. So I mean, or other sports, not necessarily soccer, but too bad. It'll work out. Everybody's going to be fine, and I can't believe how efficiently things went. And the other thing was when a school went down or had to, go into COVID protocol, The other schools scrambled to make it work. So as you said, whatever it takes to get a game going. And sometimes there were some mismatches, but the kids did get to participate, and that's a real tribute to the coaches and to the administrators all over Eastern Massachusetts, I think.
Well, yes, it was. Unfortunately, the week that we had a bye, one of the teams in the Cape Band League went down with COVID, but we were not able to get an extra game for us. Because, you know, for the seniors to have an extra game would have been awesome, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The game. And they didn't care how long it would take to prep. We'd make it work.
All right, I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question, Jim, before I ask you about what's next. And the off-the-wall question is there, in your memory banks, if I asked you to describe a play that typified your team this year, could you do that? Just give me an idea of a play, whether it's offense or defense, that sort of typifies how your kids work this year.
Are you talking about positive, negative?
Or? Oh, positive. Never negative, Coach.
All right. Yeah, you know, I think that that's a good question, Rick. You got me.
I didn't mean to mess up, man. I'm just...
I would say that driving down and putting the third score in to go up 21-12 on Ipswich in the third quarter. It was a great drive, and then our quarterback Carter Coffey ran an RPO where he pulled it and completed it to Ryan Monahan, putting us in pretty good shape at 21-12. Now we weren't able to finish,
right?
But that was a problem for us, over the course of the year, not being able to complete it, getting better each week, but not good enough. But that was a nice drive that Cardiff took us on, and it was a nice play designed by our offensive coach Dan Lawrence, and it just worked to a T. It was nice. It got us, a good lead, but we weren't able to hold on, and that's why we're 2-4 and not.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. That kind of play that what you just evoked, I can remember seeing those kinds of things when we broadcast, from Hamilton, and that's what I'm talking about. And in you're describing that, it kind of reminds me of Bill Belichick's "Do Your Job," because in order for you to have that kind of a drive against a team like Ipswich, everybody's got to be doing his thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think I've told you this. I remember when Mark Favaro spoke at the Salem News Dinner, he talked about, the three most influential coaches in his life. One was his youth coach, one was Paul Ingram at Danvers as his assistant, and one was Belichick, Parcells, because it was Parcells that came up with that first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Do your job.
Yep.
But, that's the mantra that we all preach. Do your job. And the kids buy into it. And I'll tell you, we had a good JV team. They had a nice win on Saturday after losing, a heartbreaker to Ipswich. The JV came out and did a really nice job and had a good win. So it's just getting us ready. 4 months, we'll be back at it. We're excited.
I know. I am too.
Usually we're waiting 9 months.
I know.
Or a year to get back.
Yeah. We're talking weeks here instead of half a year or more, So that's
right.
Good. All right, Jim, so what's next for the program? What do you do?
A lot of our kids, we're not a baseball-only school or lacrosse-only. Our kids are playing baseball, lacrosse, so we're running track. So that's what we tell them all the time. Coach Coolis has been saying for years, and we've been together for 20, compete, be out on the field competing, whether it's lacrosse, baseball, track. You know, I think some kids are wrestling, you know, because there's some wrestling going on. And that's what you want them to do. You want them to get better and compete. That's the best thing about football. You know, we don't have the kids all playing AAU football. They're playing other sports. And it's great for their bodies. It's great for their competition. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're pushing them to do. Get in the weight room, what we can do. You know, I mean, there's still some restrictions.
Right.
But, and compete. And hit the books.
Yeah, there's always that. Coach, ordinarily I'd be saying, you know, have a great winter, but now it's have a final, a good final quarter of the school year and a good summer. And, Jim, I will be bugging the hell out of you in probably 12 or 15 weeks or so.
Sounds good, Rick. Always enjoy talking.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations. Another good year, man. Great work, and be safe.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach. Right, bye-bye. That is Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.